We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move on to Michael Alvord. I hope that's how, is that right, Michael? All right, come on up.
I'm Michael Alvord. I'm a CTE teacher at East High School, and I want to approach the board, and I appreciate you allowing me to come and speak. I would like to approach the board and ask them to look into forming a committee to look at the schedule. I am a CTE teacher. I've been on a block schedule most of the time I've been teaching, and in a lot of ways that really helps me because my students have a lot more time to work on projects in my shop class. But it comes down to also there's some days that the block schedule just doesn't work. It's just too long and keep their attention. So I would like to ask if we could to look at some other schedules that are out there, maybe have an opportunity to see what we might bring up and be able to work in our school that works with our school and our students. And I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael, for being here. We appreciate your words tonight. Okay, our last speaker is Elena Martinova. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you. Dear board members, Dr. Withers, my name is Elena Martinova. I teach mathematics at East High School. I'm here to respectfully request that you consider forming a committee to look at and reevaluate the current high school schedule. Research shows that the top students perform well under most schedules. However, for the average student, the schedule may mean the difference between success and failure. Many of my average students are overwhelmed by taking 8 classes every semester. They struggle to keep up with the assignments for each class. It is not a secret that many students decide to drop a class and have a hole in the schedule to avoid the pressure. In comparison, a college student is asked to take 4 to 5 classes at most each semester. This allows them to focus on fewer subjects and really master the content. My students don't have this luxury. Each of the 3 high schools are trying to find a solution to serve the students better. Highland High School has their 9th grade academy. At East, we have the LEAD program. Each of these programs provide daily teacher-student contact for a shorter period of time. Let's discuss the possibility of having all students in the district benefit from shorter classes and more frequent face-to-face instruction. Salt Lake City School District is a very diverse and unique school district. What works for other districts may not be the best option for our students. Let's be creative and work together to find a solution that leads to improved student learning and increased test performance. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Elena. We appreciate you coming tonight and for your words. All right, we're going to go ahead.